From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Topping the news, Iraqi special forces backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes advanced on central to Crete Thursday after days of a stalled offensive. VOA's Carla Babb reports.
The Pentagon Thursday said Iraqi security forces have surrounded the city of Tikrit as coalition airstrikes work to take out Islamic State targets. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren.
They have Tikrit essentially encircled. They're in pre-combat, ready to move positions around the city.
The Pentagon, which on Wednesday classified the offensive as, quote, stalled, is now eagerly supporting the battle. General Lloyd Austin, who oversees U.S. operations in Iraq, told the Senate Thursday the forces originally fighting for Tikrit did not have a coherent plan of attack or an organized command and control. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Fighter jets striking targets in Yemen for a second consecutive day today, part of a Saudi Arabia-led regional effort to oust Houthi rebels who have taken over much of the country. Houthis officials say 18 people were killed, 24 wounded in Thursday's strikes. United Nations on Thursday painted an increasingly grim picture of the humanitarian crisis in Syria. UN Humanitarian Chief Valerie Amos said the number of Syrians living in besieged areas and who risk death by starvation, dehydration, and the lack of medical care has nearly doubled to roughly 440,000. Amos said a Syrian's life expectancy estimated to be 20 years less than when the civil war started. This is VOA News. U.S. and Iranian negotiators are continuing today final talks in Tehran's nuclear program. A March 31st deadline to reach a framework deal draws near. Senior diplomats on the other so-called P5 plus one nations participating in the talks are expected to soon join their Iranian and U.S. counterparts as diplomacy is heating up ahead of that deadline. There is an agreement over a number of issues, including the amount and quality of enriched uranium that Iran would be able to develop, and Iran also wants international sanctions lessened right away. The U.S. and others say the sanctions would be lifted gradually. French authorities say the co-pilot of a doomed German Wings jetliner deliberately crashed the aircraft into the side of a mountain in the French Alps on Tuesday, killing all 150 people aboard.
Die französischen Behörden haben ja heute im Rahmen einer Pressekonferenz bekannt gegeben, dass es Hinweise.
And Germany police spokesman Markus Nitzeri confirmed the news, indicated that they were searching the apartment of the co-pilot, 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz, a German national, who locked the pilot out of the cockpit Thursday, then manually changed the plane's controls so that it would crash into a mountain north of Nice. A Thai court ruled today that a family of 17 suspected to be Uyghur Muslims must remain in custody until their nationalities are proven. Case has pitted Turkey against China, with Thailand seemingly reluctant to make a decision that would anger either of those countries. VOA Steve Herman reporting now from Bangkok.
A court in Thailand has rejected a refugee family's contention that indefinite detention in the kingdom is illegal. It says Thai authorities must continue to hold them until identification documents are received from both China and Turkey. The family's lawyer, Warasit Piriyawibun, says all 17 have relatives and a house in Turkey, and their nationalities now should be beyond dispute. The attorney says they all obtain passports from Turkey's Interior Ministry that make them officially Turkish citizens. But China claims the refugees are from its Xinjiang region and must be repatriated. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
South Korea today demanded the immediate release of two nationals arrested in North Korea. North Korea announced late Thursday that they had arrested the two men last year near the China border city of Dandong. Official Korean Central News Agency said the two took part in an anti-DPRK smear campaign organized by U.S. intelligence and the South Korean National Intelligence Service.
That's the latest world news from VOA.